It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
If you enjoy good jams and preserves, there's a new book out you should know about. It's from Allison Duffy. It's called Preserving with Pomona's Pectin. Today, Allison joins me to talk about how to make preserves.
Now, a preserve is similar to a jam in the sense that it's just fruit. So a preserve is either pieces of whole pieces of fruit or decent-sized chunks of fruit. So, for example, if you were doing a strawberry preserve, you would use the whole strawberry, or perhaps the strawberry just cut in half if it's large. Whereas a jam, you're actually going to mash your strawberry.
I see.
The difference between a jam and a preserve. And so a marmalade is also similar to a jam, except that it usually has citrus in it, and it usually has some of the peel in it. So it's often chopped citrus with some peel. Sometimes other things are added as well. So cherry port preserves is one of the ones that I really like a lot. And that's basically sweet cherries. I use Bing cherries in this recipe. It's a little bit of port wine and lemon juice. Like I said, with preserves, these are either whole cherries or cherries just cut in half. It's decadent. It's one of my favorites. It's what I really like about it, too, is it's great as a dessert topping, so like on a cheesecake, for example, or, you know, on top of ice cream. It definitely has a desserty kind of feel to it.
Get the details at toniaskitchen.com.